Welcome to day 4, where we will be talking about the social psychology model called the Knowledge, Attitude and Behavioral Model. Your knowledge and attitude influence how you behave. Your attitude is what you think and feel about a certain thing. Where knowledge is grounded in facts, an attitude is more subjective and related to your emotions and feelings. I will describe an example from a related topic. It is on purpose that I do not choose an example from social media use. It is my intention to relay an idea. If I focus it on social media, it may cloud any free thinking on your side in relation to your social media use. The example is as follows. Imagine you are somewhat overweight, but you struggle to implement changes that have a lasting effect. Here are some things you can do. Firstly, you may want to increase your knowledge. Maybe it will help to know why overweight is unhealthy. This may increase your motivation to change. It may also help to learn more about the nutritional value of food, to be able to identify between good and bad foods, to know what good portions are, etc. Gathering information may in itself lead to changes in behavior. For example, when you find out that eating healthy meals can also be easy, delicious, and not overly expensive, you can see how that would lead to a change in behavior. Changing your attitude goes beyond gathering information. Maybe you have a negative attitude towards overweight because you do not feel healthy or you are not happy with how you look. But this attitude may also stem from opinions outside yourself. Society still favors slim, athletic bodies, so it is helpful to establish what your attitude is based on. Not feeling healthy leads to a very different motivation than actually being quite happy with oneself, but feeling the pressure from society. It is also possible that there is an opposing attitude that prevents you from losing weight. For example, you have a strong negative attitude towards exercising or towards eating more healthy foods. Or more general, you may have a basic attitude of resisting change. This is a very common and persistent attitude. Again, knowing which attitude is holding you back will immediately enable you to address the right issue. There is an additional step that will help with behavior change. It is the formulating of intentions. We have a tendency to formulate intentions quite generally. In the overweight example, this could be, I would like to reach a healthy weight. Such an intention gives you a beautiful end goal, but it remains unclear how you will reach it. If you intend to eat healthy meals 5 days a week and exercise at least half an hour every day, you have concrete things to do. It helps to formulate SMART intentions. SMART means specific, measurable, accomplishable, realistic, and timely. A healthy weight is measurable through BMI, but it's not specific. It also remains to be seen if it is a realistic goal on the short term. As I said, it is a wonderful end goal. But if it is not reformulated into smaller steps, it may just add pressure. Moving on to the topic of discourse, social media use. During day 1 and 2, I have attempted to increase your knowledge somewhat, in the hope that the limited insight into group dynamics, how social media are designed, and how our brains respond to them, will add to your motivation to change. If you'd like to increase your knowledge further, make sure you target your search well. Firstly, it would reduce your screen time, and secondly, it would prevent you from reading misinformation. Social media are probably not the best place to do this. The exception may be Twitter, where you can follow research institutes, universities, and experts. I do recommend cross-checking if they are real. Or visit their websites for information. I do suggest to stay away from forums. We will now work more on your attitudes and intentions. It may help you to write down the answers to the following questions. In regards to your attitude, What is your current experience with social media? I thoroughly enjoy them. I sometimes enjoy them, but at other times not so much. I actually do not enjoy them. Feel free to pause this recording. Second question. How do you feel about changing your behavior in relation to social media? I have been meaning to do this for a long time. I am warming up to the idea. I do not feel a strong motivation. I do not want to change. Last question. How important is it to change your social media use? Unimportant, neutral, or important? If you have just realized that you always enjoy social media and that you do not feel you want to change, you may conclude that for the moment you are done with this course. These are important findings too. For everyone else, we dig deeper. Consider which attitude you would like to have and what you would need to feel differently. If you would like to enjoy social media more, what would that look like? For example, reducing the number of platforms, being friends with less or different people, reducing the number of notifications. If you do not have a strong attitude towards changing yet, what do you need? More information? And you could, for example, look up some scientific articles that link social media behavior to problems with sleep, mood, and confidence. The next step would be to formulate smart intentions. Your phone stats may come in very handy. How many hours a day do you use your phone? How many hours of those are on social media? Please note that on average, people spend a day a week on social media. Not just a working day, a full day. Which social media platform do you use the most or the longest? Which social medium keeps you begging for your attention? You might already know this, but just in case, in your phone stats, you can look at the number of times you pick up your phone and combine this with which app you go to first after you have picked it up. All this is part of mapping your current behavior. Let's keep going. What would you like to work towards? How many hours a day would you prefer to spend on social media? When you reflect on actual and ideal time spent on social media, where can you improve? I apologize for leaving you with many thoughts and possibly feelings after this class. I do hope it helps you to realize where you stand right now and what you would like to work towards. On day 8, we will zoom in on practical changes which will give you more of an idea on the how of changing behavior. And of course, the challenges may give you ideas too. Which brings me to challenge 4. It is a bit out there. For the next 24 hours, unfollow everyone that gives you a bad vibe on all social media platforms. Please don't be modest. Anyone who is coming to mind now, do it. Remember, it is only for 24 hours. You can follow back everyone again tomorrow, just to get a taster. I'm curious to know how you go. I'll see you tomorrow on day 5 when we will zoom in on our thoughts and emotions.